From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. The New Hampshire primary is over. John Kerry is now the solid frontrunner in the race for the Democratic presidential nomination. And there's just a week to campaign before the next leg. Seven contests take place next Tuesday in the first day of multiple state voting.
So the question for the candidates now is where to spend their precious time. Third-place finisher Wesley Clark headed first for Oklahoma. John Edwards, who finished fourth, went to South Carolina.
Last night's runner-up, Howard Dean, stayed off the campaign trail today to make adjustments in his campaign staff. He went back to his home state, Vermont, where there's no contest next week. We'll hear more on his campaign in a few moments.
First, though, we turn to Scott Horsley, who is with John Kerry's campaign. Scott, where are you now?
Robert, we are in St. Louis at a community college. This is the scene of a rally for John Kerry. And we flew in over the Gateway Arch here in St. Louis. Missouri is sort of the gateway for the rest of the campaign for John Kerry. Missouri is the biggest prize of those seven contests next Tuesday. And with the withdrawal of home state Congressman Dick Gephardt, of course, Missouri is now sort of neutral territory. While he's here, Senator Kerry is going to pick up the endorsement of former Senator Jean Carnahan. She's the widow of the late governor of Missouri. And this will be a good test of how the Kerry campaign plays on the road.
But unlike the past couple of weeks when we could say this is the week of the Iowa caucuses or this is the week of the New Hampshire primary, this is not the week of just the Missouri primary. This is a week where you have to be mindful of several states.
That's right, and John Kerry has promised to visit all seven states holding caucuses or primaries next Tuesday. He's already running television ads in all seven states. We'll be here in Missouri for a few hours, and then it's on to South Carolina. Of course, that's where, as you say, John Edwards is campaigning, and it's his home state. Today, though, John Kerry was endorsed by South Carolina Congressman Jim Clyburn.
Something which he wasn't actually quite prepared to tell us earlier in the day. How important are these endorsements, either the Clyburn endorsement, which I gather will be made formal later, or Jean Carnahan's endorsement?
Well, Kerry says it depends on what you do with these endorsements. He says he's not been a big believer in endorsements by themselves. He's more concerned with grassroots politicking, he says. But he says as you grow, it is nice to have the validation and the high-profile support. He says he's thrilled to have the endorsement of Jean Carnahan, but he does promise to keep taking his campaign message directly to the voters.
John Kerry made a point last night of thanking all the veterans who worked on his campaign. The exit polls out of New Hampshire suggest that he actually didn't do any better with veterans than other voters. How do you see John Kerry's relationship to veterans in the electorate?
Well, it's interesting. The veterans may mean less to John Kerry at the polls themselves than they do sort of personally to the Kerry campaign as he's out there on the stump. As you mentioned, one of the most emotional parts of his victory speech last night was when he talked about the support he got during the lows of the campaign from the band of brothers, as he said, that he relied on in Vietnam. He warms up around the veterans, and it kind of helps to humanize his own war hero resume.
One thing he can't call himself anymore is Comeback Kerry.
No, he certainly can't. He's obviously out in front now. That's good in that it helps him raise money and gives him some more visibility with the voters. It's also a challenge in that it means everybody's going to be watching him, and whatever warts there may be will be in the spotlight.
NPR's Scott Horsley in St. Louis. Thanks a lot, Scott.
My pleasure.